RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
MP on the mic, 9 to the fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Tuesday program. Did you hear the train horn this morning? There's a train got stuck in the West End and was blowing its horn for an hour straight, apparently. I could vaguely hear it. I was like, there's a lot of trains this morning. Get on the internet. There's a train in the West End that tooted its horn for like an hour straight at 8 a.m. This is big Richmond news.
I did hear it, but I did not put that together at all.
You heard it. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
An hour.
Really loud.
For a long time. This is stuff WRVA doesn't have the guts to take on. You get that here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Still in the afterglow, Alex Ovechkin. Not sure if you've heard this or not. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League, continuing his celebratory rounds. National title game last night. That was the title game this tournament deserved. Watching a team win it while the other team stood there staring at the ball because they couldn't touch it. That's how this tournament went. It comes in meek, it ends meek. It was on paper a close game. It was on paper like close and competitive, and there were some alley-oops or some good plays. At no point did I feel like I'm really enjoying watching this basketball game. Didn't quite get that vibe at any point from it. And that's the way this tournament's gone. Wait. Honestly, top moment of the tournament's probably the Maryland shot. It was a tournament lacking in big moments. We had names. We had the big names. Just didn't have the big moments to back it up. I don't know that there was a moment in Houston beating Duke. That's the game everybody's going to remember forever. That remains insane. That will remain insane forever. Duke yakking up that lead late. Houston smothering them in the final minute. Honestly, the most memorable plays from that game, to me, was Houston doing the technical. I don't know that there were... There's the Cooper flag miss. That's not an iconic moment, though. They're not going to replay that. There's the foul. That didn't do anything for me. The Duke fans have been keen on that. Oh, you can't call that there. It reached over the kid. It was a reach-in foul. We didn't take any of this on yesterday, so I feel like I get to talk about the whole Final Four today because we were all over yesterday, rightfully so, of course. It's a foul in the first half. It's a foul with the game on the line. The whole, like, gotta let him play when the game's on the line, that's definitely not how the rules of sport are written. If it's a foul in the first half, it's a foul in the second half. Sometimes a ref will call a foul to get a game under control. You saw a little bit of that last night with the big men going at each other. That's a different thing. That's like, all right, you stop doing what you're doing. You reach over a guy, they call the foul. You can't get too mad about that. Well, of course they can. They're Duke fans. They definitely can. Here's how it sounded at the end. Houston's got the ball down two. Doesn't even get a shot.
Uzan on the right-hand wing. Stops with 7 seconds. Gives it to Cryer. 6 seconds to go. 5 seconds to Sharp. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. He's got to pick it up. It's scooped up by Condon. Condon secures it. And Florida found a way. From 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball. 65-63, the final. The Florida Gators are the national champions once again.
And you feel for Kelvin Sampson, oldest coach to make the title game, now oldest coach to lose in the title game, still searching for it, and you can tell you're searching for answers after this one.
Yeah, I'm just going through those last two possessions more than anything else. It's incomprehensible in that situation. We couldn't get a shot. Gotta get a shot.
Hey, he's not wrong. Couldn't even get a shot out of it. And that's what they did to Duke. Smothered him down the stretch. Part of that is you got your one day of practice between the Final Four and the title game. You got to think Florida was in there for that whole time working on inbounding the ball. It was so Duke was just so unable to do that. You got to think Florida was in there all day. Make sure we got inbounds plays. Make sure we know how to inbound the ball. How do you defend the inbounds? And then it comes down to that. You get those moments, and their defense clamped down, did their thing. While the title game was going on, we had action yesterday out in Charlottesville. Ryan Odom has money to spend, and he is down there on the corner spending it. Jakari White is coming from North Dakota State. North Dakota State star, 17.1 points last year, 4.3 rebounds, a reported $1.4 million NIL deal for the year for Jakari White, North Dakota State University guard, to come play in Charlottesville. And that was just the start. Grabbed Duke Miles from Oklahoma. He's a guard. Got 9.4 points per game there. He's using his final year to come to Charlottesville. If he's coming from Oklahoma, you got to think he's cracking seven figures. That could have been a $3 million day for Ryan Odom yesterday, shopping in the portal, putting some guys in his cart, see if it'll give you the discount, sign up for the email list, get the portal discount code. No, they're spending full price. They are loading up. So two big-name portal guys coming to UVA yesterday. That's what you got to do. You're new. You got the cachet. You got the dough. Spend it. Spend it fast. If it's like every other sport, prices don't go down. That's why I yell about Terry McLaurin a few times. We just sign the guy to the extension now. It gets more expensive later. Prices aren't going down. If you're Ryan Odom, lock your team in. Get everybody excited. There's juice. Still waiting on VCU's team, but I think that's more to be expected. If you've got a chance to go to a power school, you're going to pursue that avenue. You're going to try everything you can to get into that Power 5 school before not settling. VCU's a great school. The guys there will be very excited to be there. But if you got a chance at doing in Oklahoma, Virginia, and SEC, you're going to wait that out and see if that's available to you, and then the market will shake down as it goes. That was always JMU football for a long time. You'd have signing day. Tech would announce their guys. UVA would announce their guys. James Madison would be like, we didn't sign anybody today. What are you doing? We're just waiting. Somebody fought through the cracks, and somebody always did. They built nice football teams out there in Harrisonburg. Now they're at a higher level. Now they're in the Sun Belt. Now they can get in on some of these guys earlier, with the promise of playing time with whatever it is. But man, if Ryan Odom had a $3 million day in the portal yesterday, that tells me whatever he did in those UVA negotiations, he did it well. They must be slinging some appetizers on who's talking here. Get that VAF fund going. Remember, it's still third party for now. So the school is not paying these guys. It's still third party. The judge heard the case yesterday and decided not to rule. So what we thought was going to be a climactic day in the world of sports is, in fact, an anticlimactic day. It's still Wild West for now. Still pay whoever you want. Still build your roster however you want. Wait on Brandon Jennings. That's another domino to fall here. See what he's going to do. Is he going to follow Ryan Odom down the road? Is he going to stay at VCU? He's a Richmond guy. Does he have other options? I think he may have other options. I thought he played well this year. Luke Bamboye, same thing. I would imagine he'll have options to explore if he wants to go elsewhere. We're off and running on the Tuesday program. Glad to have you with us. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We will check in with our guy Trey Wilson at 10:30. We call it Tuesdays with Trey. Big one tonight for the Squirrels. Squirrels are 0-3. You need a win. Need a W. I'm not going to call it a must-win game because, you know, we don't want to put that kind of pressure on the boys. But they're playing Harrisburg, and Harrisburg is 0-3. It's a battle of beatings tonight in Harrisburg. Something's got to give. Exactly. It's Masters Week. The Masters has a new food item, and we'll tell you all about it on the other side. Off and running on a Tuesday, you're listening to MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, not 105.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard, MP on the mic.
In the aftermath of the college basketball season, they did the Crown over the weekend, too. I did not watch a minute of the Crown, but I'm kind of glad it exists. More basketball is better than less basketball. Especially you get to like that first weekend, games. And then you get to the second weekend, you got to sit around all day waiting for the game. Because in the women's title game Sunday, somebody was running their mouth online. One of the ESPN named people was running their mouth online. Why does this start 3 in the afternoon? That's disrespectful to the women. It should be on in prime time. I'm the opposite. That's a great time for a game. 3 on a Saturday? I'm not doing anything. Let's have sports. I'm sitting there last night at 7:30 staring at my TV and Pat Sajak spinning the wheel and buying vowels. I'm thinking, yeah, now would be a good time for basketball. Anytime now. Anytime you want to do this. Don't get these started until 8:50 p.m. now. I'm unclear who's preferring this. I think they probably live in Los Angeles. That's my guess. I've yet to meet anybody who's like, you know what I love? 9 o'clock tip off. That's the show. Actually, we do know one person who feels like that. He'll be on the show tomorrow, breaking down the portal for us. If he can rise and shine in time.
we challenge him with that 11.
That's my guy. They gave the front page to Ovi yesterday on the Times Dispatch.
As they should.
Yeah. Well, I think there's news, and then there's like team news, sports news, and world news. And I thought this was sports news, right? Like, even if you're not a fan of hockey, if you like sports, you're in on this. But I think it was news. Like, I think the world noticed that Ovi set the record.
It's a huge number of goals.
We've got a thing at the Richmonder. The Associated Press sends out what they call the news alert. Like, and you get like 3 a week-ish. And it's like big stuff, like the Pope's dead, war in Ukraine, like stock market craters, tariffs. You get like 3 a week, but it's major events. Breaking. They sent out a news alert. Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's record.
Wow.
I think it was a big deal.
It's a huge deal
to the world, which is exciting because we've known him for a long time, and now the world gets to know as well. His party looked kind of tame. He came back, had the party in D.C., had it at a restaurant. They had, like, the big cake and all the people and all the things. You know, I think his fountain swimming years may be behind him here. I think he may be rounding the corner. Apparently, he turned down doing the Tonight Show last night because he said he wanted to hang with his guys, get ready for the playoff push here. They do have to change everything about how they play now. Because the whole point of, and this was what made the chase so great, was they had locked up the one seed. So there was no like, and you know how people are, just selfish Ovi being selfish, scoring goals, not trying to help out the team at all. And they're none of that. They're the one seed. It doesn't matter what happens the rest of the way. They could just keep feeding him like his hungry hippos. You know, he's puck for you, puck for you, puck for you. Let's go. And didn't matter. But now you can come back, play Carolina. You got to get ready for the playoffs. I got to play an actual balanced hockey game where everybody gets a chance to shoot. I was surprised to see Barry Sverluga wrote in the Washington Post. He thinks this may be the end, that Ovi's going to walk it off after this year. Now, the speculation had always been whenever he leaves, it won't be the end of his career, that he's going to go play in Russia to finish off his career, which makes a ton of sense for obvious reasons, knowing him and his family and his background. I'd do the victory lap. I'm not going to tell him what to do, but I'd do the victory lap, right? Announce your retirement before the season. Go around all these places. You get introduced before the game. Everybody applauds you. They give you something nice. You know, you skate around, play with the kids. It's a good team. It's not a bad team. You're not slogging through the season. Make $9.5 million. That's not bad. That's what I'd do. But I texted a couple of people. I was like, what's up with Barry writing this? Because Barry's plugged in. And they're like, yeah, that's what everybody thinks is going to happen. They think that's why he was so determined to get the record this year, because he's done. He's ready to walk it off. We'll see. I said, does that matter how the playoffs go? Not really. He's got a cup. You know, if he doesn't have a cup, that's a different story. He's got one. He's already been a winner. So we'll see. I'd selfishly love for him to take a farewell lap. But selfishly for the Capitals, the Oshie money comes off the salary cap next year. The Baxter money comes off the salary cap next year, because they all got signed together through this endpoint. If he bounces, they got like $30 million in cap space to work with. They could reinvent the team. And by the way, it's already a pretty good young core. You throw some money on that, they could be an instant rebuilt contender with Ryan Leonard, with these new guys. They've already spent some money on some guys this season. They could get good quick, which is exciting to see. I promised Masters food update, because that's the true tradition, unlike any other, is people pointing out that you can get a pimento cheese sandwich for $1.50 at the Masters. It's the greatest deal in sports if you're willing to overlook that it costs $1,000 to get into the Masters in the first place. They announced on April 1st, so...
Dun dun.
They announced on April 1st, the Masters put out a thing, that they are adding a new food item to the menu this year.
Oh?
A handheld tomato pie. And so everybody came to conclusions. Is an April Fool's joke.
Uh-huh.
Is not an April Fool's joke.
It's not?
The Masters doesn't do April Fool's jokes.
They're very serious people.
They are not. They are not in the fools in business at the Masters. Very serious people. There is, in fact, a handheld tomato pie joining the food lineup. The egg salad, the pimento cheese, the chicken sandwich, and the barbecue pork. It's got an empanada-ish vibe here. I'm showing,
oh, yeah.
Showing Hazel right now.
I love an empanada, but there's tomatoes only.
Apparently, it tastes like a Hot Pocket. Like a Hot Pocket with no cheese.
I was going to say it's like a tiny pizza.
It's a tiny pizza.
But folded in half.
But apparently it's got, you know, the thing with a Hot Pocket where you microwave it for 3 minutes. One part of the Hot Pocket is freezing cold.
Frozen.
And the other part is like scorch your mouth. You'll never taste anything again hot.
Yes.
Apparently this whole thing is uniformly scorch your mouth hot when you bite into it.
All right. So that might be an oven MP, but I think you just covered baking. But I'm glad to hear it.
We have spectator danger at the Masters this year.
The whole thing is hot.
It's
hot all the way through.
Somebody's going to be lining up their putt on 15, and you're going to hear, ah!
I can't take it. The tomato pie. It burned me. It got me. Oh, no.
Limited release. Got to get it this year while the getting's good.
Can you still get a $1,000 ticket to the Masters?
I bet you can get into the Masters for a K. We'll do some research on that. Now,
yeah.
There's two ways to get into the... Well, there's three ways to get into the Masters. One is to, like, have tickets in your family going back 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is they do a lottery every year. And, like, you know, a million people enter the lottery and they, you know, whatever number of tickets they sell, it's not the lottery number of tickets. And they sell them at not like, not a good price, but not the StubHub price. And then the third way to get in is StubHub. So let's look at, wait, should we look up the Friday round? Let's do the Friday round. That's it. Yeah. Cause you know, the Sunday round's the one. Okay. I was wrong. I was very wrong.
yes.
Friday round at the Masters right now, you can get in for $4,461. But I regret to inform you. Well, they're $3. If you can afford
twice as much as the pimento sandwich.
Well, they have to cook it. Oh. They don't have to cook the pimento.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
here's what's actually insane. StubHub, $4,461. Would you like to guess what the fees are on that ticket? Because it's in front of me right now. Now, I will say this. When I go to Browns Island to see a show, when I go to the National, when I go to JPJ, you buy a $30 ticket, and it's a $10 convenience fee. And that irks me.
A third of $4,000? It's got to be over $1,000 in fees.
It is, in fact, a third of $4,400. It is a $1,400
service. My wallet hurts.
I'd always wonder. I don't participate in that stratosphere of humanity. I'd always wonder, right, like, is everybody paying a $10 service fee? No, everybody's paying a 33% service fee. That's it. $1,400 service fee on the Friday Masters ticket.
You could go to Firefest for that money.
You could bring four friends to Firefest for that money.
You could bring four friends to Firefest and get a hotel when it doesn't happen for that money.
No, I got a good feeling about this one. I think this one's going to happen. Antonio Brown says he's performing. He's never misled me before.
Second time's the charm.
I got great vibes on this one. There's also, like, there's no, like, normal way to get into the Masters, but the $4,400 is extra insane. Sunday is cheaper at the Masters. I didn't see that coming. Only $3,000 on Sunday.
Wow.
More golfers play on Friday, so maybe that's it. Saturday is $4,000. I guess people want to get out of town on Sunday. People got things to do.
Yeah.
I'd want to be there when somebody wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat my tomato pie. Scorch my mouth. Watch some golf. It's the Masters. It's a tradition unlike any other. This has been MP Takes on Golf. That is as hard of an analysis as you're going to get this week
on
the Masters.
Keep up,
it's golf. We're back after this. You're listening to I-10 The Fan. Now 105.1 FM. I-10
The Fan, 105.1 FM. Your home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, as it will be all season long. Great opening weekend out there. Not in the results category, but certainly in the crowd category. They now hit the road. First road trip of the year for the Squirrels. They're in Harrisburg this week. First pitch tonight, 6:30. You'll hear it as you do all season long right here on The Fan. And on Tuesdays, Trey Wilson joins us, the voice of the Squirrels. Our first road trip Tuesdays with Trey, coming off a very well-attended, exciting opening weekend. Great weather out there. Got out before it got cold. How's Harrisburg, Trey?
You hit the nail on the head. You think it's cold there, it's probably a bit colder up here. I walked out of the hotel this morning, and it hurts. It was that kind of cold that when you walk outside, you immediately feel it, and it's not a big fan of that.
Brian and I going to open the broadcast tonight with "It's a Beautiful Day for Baseball," is what I'm hearing in Harrisburg.
Yeah. Harrisburg has an outdoor press box, so it's going to be interesting. I mean, I always do the games with the window open anyway.
I was going to say, does anybody have an indoor press box? Or it's like optional?
Everybody else has an indoor press box. You just, you know, it's like spaces with windows open. They, like, the media here sit outside.
Oh, like you're in the stands kind of thing.
Yeah, you have your own little area, but when they renovated this ballpark a few years ago, I think they forgot the press box, so they had to just, like, retrofit it in somewhere where they could just find a space. So that's how that goes. But I always do the games at the window. I've only closed the windows one time two times in my career. One was in Somerset a few years ago because the PA was too loud. Every time they would announce a new batter, you couldn't hear me. The other was in Erie, probably like 8 years ago or so. We were up there, and there was a gale warning. So it was like 45 mile per hour sustained winds, and there was also an ice storm right off of Lake Erie. And the wind was blowing in, so the ice was coming straight in.
Oof.
Like, and they played through it. I don't know how.
Yeah, protect the equipment.
Scoreless. Nobody could hit. And the catcher told me afterwards he was having to time his blinks based off of when the pitch was coming in to keep the ice out of his eyes so that he could catch 95 mile per hour fastballs. You know, sometimes it's probably best to just pack it in and say we can try this again another day.
It's just baseball. They play a lot of them. We can get this another time. Yeah, that's wild. So in D.C., the Washington Commanders press box has removable windows, but they're not diamond style where it's individual. The deal is all the windows have to be taken out or all the windows have to be in, but also it takes them like 8 hours to do it, so they can't just do it on demand. And so the press box has been closed for the last 20 years at FedEx Field, which is now Northwest Stadium, even though it's not located in the Northwest. That's a different story for a different time. I led a breakaway faction that lobbied to open the press box so we could watch football in the elements as God intended for it to be played. But I could never get enough support from the room. We were always outvoted. So I stayed indoors for all those years, wistfully thinking how nice it would be to have a window.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, you know, especially from a broadcast standpoint, it's hard to you might as well be watching it on TV. I feel like if you're watching it behind glass,
you want to feel the atmosphere.
Yeah. And look, I have been through some 30-degree. Look, it's baseball. It's not football. The weather's a little bit better most of the time. But I've been through some. I've stubbornly sat through some extremely cold games. My counterpart on the Harrisburg side tonight, Terry Byram, he's been here for a long time. He's actually retiring this year, and this is his last opening day. So last home opening day. Today's Harrisburg's home opener. So he will have the window closed, and he always gives me a hard time. He's like, nobody to impress here, you know. he's been that way for 15 years with me, and I'm like, it's really not about that. It's really just about I gotta feel like I'm part of what's happening out there, like enough to where I can properly bring that across to the 10 people that are listening or whatever. So, you know, just the sacrifices that we make sometimes, nobody even has any idea.
It's a lot. It's out there on the road. It's every night. You got the community there, minor league baseball broadcasters. That's cool. Cool. He's taking the farewell lap this season and home opener tonight in Harrisburg. So let's get to the on the field stuff here. Somebody's got to win tonight, Trey. Those are the rules, or it'll rain, I guess. But we got to get one of these teams their first win of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, the Senators. So the team that the Squirrels are playing this week, it's the Washington Nationals AA affiliate, and they've been lacking some talent the last few years is probably the nicest way to put it. They did have brief appearances here by guys like Jacob Young and Dylan Cruz and James Wood, but the depth has been a little bit tough. In 2019 they were really good. The Nationals that year had their AAA affiliate on the West Coast, so they kind of made Harrisburg their de facto AAA affiliate, and they dominated the first half of the season. And but since then, it's been pretty rough. The Squirrels are in a little bit different boat, I think, a little bit of a better recent track record, some good talented players in place and all that. Plus, I wasn't extremely discouraged by the games that I saw this weekend. I think that Akron is always the most fundamentally sound. Look, Akron was the best team in the league last year, and most of that team is back. It's kind of the reality of that situation. Those three starters that they threw this weekend, all three of them would be in AAA in 28 out of 30 organizations. Just Cleveland always has the best pitching depth. They always play the cleanest baseball in the minor leagues. That's kind of their thing. So, of course, they're going to come out the gate probably the most sharp, crisp, and ready to go. And that's how it went this weekend. But we saw a lot of good things to pull from for this week and going on. And honestly, Michael, I was looking back, and the years where the team has had its best starts, the 3-0 start in 2019, they've had their worst seasons. So I would rather have a little bit of a slow start and then see what happens. It's again, it was only three games, so good chance this week to figure out where the bottom of the league is going to be.
We'll give it a try. Lots of games still ahead, and we'll see where the Squirrels slot in. We'd love to see another playoff run in the final year of the Diamond. Trey Wilson, voice of the Squirrels, joins us on Tuesdays. Of course, lots of buzz around opening day, last opening day at the Diamond, last opening series at the Diamond. But I want to ask you about John Smoltz. So what was that like to sit down with the legend?
Yeah, it was super cool. We had him on during the game, and we also sat down and did a little bit of a one-on-one sit-down interview that's going to run at some point. I was editing it together last night, so hopefully some point, maybe this week. But it was really cool to hear all of his stories and hear him talk about his time coming up through Richmond back in the late 80s and how different things were back then, but some things are, you know, are still the same. And you never know what you're going to get when people like that come to town. I had kind of set my expectations that he was going to be a jerk just so that I wouldn't be disappointed if he was. And he was awesome. He was as cool as could be. And, you know, it took time to to actually be present. You know, he hung out and watched some of the game after he was done with all of his tasks and assignments that we had for him for the night. So, and he had an early flight out. So I kind of figured he was going to leave a little bit earlier and go rest up and get ready to, he was heading to New York City the following morning, but no, he hung out and, told a lot of fun stories. We got a good bit of them on tape. So we're going to share them all with everybody at some point soon. Some of the tales of his time in AAA with the Richmond Braves. It was crazy. He came to town. He was 20 years old. And he got traded from the Tigers. People who were around in 1987 probably remember this. Got traded to the Tigers for Joel Alexander. But when he was in Double A, they didn't even have a pitching coach. So he was a 20-year-old kid in Double A who had no idea what he was doing. Came over to the Braves where they were putting all this investment into player development and about to go on to a dynastic run and kind of hit the right place at the right time. It was a great combination that worked out and made for a Hall of Fame career. He's from Michigan, and he said he was super bummed to be traded away from the Tigers, but he also didn't outright say it, but kind of hinted towards if he stayed with the Tigers, who knows if he'd have any kind of career, much less a Hall of Fame career.
It worked out all right for him. Worked out all right for those teams, and did better than David Justice, who came back to throw the first pitch at the diamond a while back. His flight was delayed, Trey, so he ended up throwing the first pitch in the third inning.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember hearing about it. I wasn't here yet. I was with a different team in the league. But we did talk about that coming in. When he landed in Richmond, it was like, okay, good, he's here. It's always like that with those types of things. And then the hotel reached out and said, hey, he's checked in. And I said, all right,
we're good.
We're solid. We're ready to go.
We're good. We got ourselves a night. Squirrels will be back in town next week. Your chance to catch him in the Diamonds' 40th season, Squirrels' 15th season, and the farewell tour this week. You'll hear them all week long on The Fan in Harrisburg. Trey, thanks for making some time for us. Enjoy Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thank you so much. Another grocery store trip chat with NP. Less going on this time, though.
Oh, we didn't even know. You snuck it in on us. Okay. Didn't even know you were at the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm in the mustard aisle right now.
He's shopping for the mustards. Trey Wilson, enjoy the mustard. Enjoy the baseball. We'll catch you next Tuesday. We'll step aside back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Trey Wilson's on, who must be in the middle of baseball season, flying squirrels. Tonight, pregame right after Grant and Danny. Will they talk about Alex Ovechkin? Oh, I hope they do. Hope they mention that he is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. I think that'd be cool if they mentioned that, because it's a thing that happened over the weekend, and we're all OV fans around here, and he's the greatest goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. So last night, Nationals hosting the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani goes yard early. James Woods says, I can match that.
Bonda delivers. Swinging a high fly ball left center field deep. Back goes Edmund way back at the wall. Going, 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 goodbye! Into the Budweiser red seats in left center field. Bang! Zoom goes James Wood with his second home run of the year.
So for a long time, Charlie's call was bang, zoom, go the fireworks. That's a good call. I get that. That makes sense, because that is what fireworks do. We've shortened it. We've truncated it. And I'm not wild about where we've landed here. Bang, zoom goes James Wood. Oh, no. Somebody put James Wood back together again. All right. Let's put the curly W in the books. It's against the Dodgers, so that's a good one.
He kicks and deals. Swinging a ground ball right side. Softly hit. Garcia has it. He'll throw on to first, and this one is over. Finnegan pumps his fist. He nails down the save. And the Nationals defeat the Dodgers 6-4 in game one.
There's wins, and then there's beating the Dodgers. Braves couldn't do it in three tries. The Nats have one up on them, which makes that a particularly special win for the Nats, who bring it home, win against the Dodgers, and they're off and running. You'll hear them many nights on News Radio 1140 WRVA, as we've got the Squirrels around here. Nats with more wins than the Squirrels. A lot of teams with more wins than the Squirrels. Squirrels 0-3, but you heard it from Trey. You heard it from Trey. Harrisburg stinks. That's not word for word, but that's basically what Trey said during Tuesday.
Trey's really close.
Trey's way too polite. So I have to translate Trey for him. Trey says things like they've got a lot of like young up and coming guys, and you know they've got potential and things like that. I'm here to translate Trey because I can smack talk the Harrisburg Senators. I don't mind. Trey can't do that. He's there in the middle of the action.
He's a professional.
But yeah, he's more professional than me. We better beat Harrisburg tonight. Squirrels 0-3, but Harrisburg also 0-3. Something's got to give tonight. A team will pick up their first win on the fan, or it will rain. It's baseball. We can't rule it out. It's cold. Sound like it's cold there. We got way too late in the segment. Trey dropped on us. I'm in the mustard aisle at the grocery store. I regret not asking a number of follow-up questions about that. Does he mean the condiment aisle? Or in Harrisburg, do they have a mustard aisle?
They're super pro mustard.
Is it a mustard city?
We're a mayonnaise city. Right? It could happen.
We're not a mayonnaise aisle, though, down at Elwood's.
Not yet. They haven't listened to this segment.
We have hot tomato summer. Maybe Harrisburg's got a
maybe we should mustard, make some hot tomato pie.
Mustard-based version of that. Don't make them too hot. I don't mind what's the mustard with like the little seeds in it? That's the best one when they have that at the ballpark. Not the yellow, but like it's not a Dijon, I don't think. Maybe it's a Dijon. Right. I don't know my mustards. When they have that though,
should call Trey back.
Trey, you still in the mustard aisle?
Could you answer a quick question for us?
Now, the Squirrels are in Harrisburg for 6 days. They're gonna play Tuesday through Sunday in Harrisburg. Is that enough to warrant the purchase of a full serving of mustard? I don't know.
No.
It feels like you could get some packets at Sheetz.
Yeah. No, you don't need all that.
You don't need all that.
Maybe he was just passing through.
Maybe it's an anti-mustard community, and it was a nice, quiet place where he could do the segment. Because we didn't even pick up that he was in the grocery store until he dropped it on us.
There was no background noise.
I would have guessed he was hanging out at his hotel room or somewhere quiet. And he drops on us. I'm in the grocery store doing this segment.
We can't stop him from living his life. That's what he was telling us.
Boy, that is so true. We'll sneak in a little NFL before we wrap up the hour. 11 o'clock, and a special guest, Rich Mars, here to talk about his podcast, RVA's Got Issues, which is talking about sports tourism, which makes a lot of money, is a thing we're going to learn in the 11 o'clock hour. Barreling towards the NFL draft. Shedeur Sanders' stock is slipping. Adam Schefter was on TV yesterday, predicted that maybe he would slide to Pittsburgh in the 20s. That's not what you want to hear if you're the Sanders family. Travis Hunter, still very much in the top three. The question is, he can play receiver, he can play cornerback. What are they going to do with him in the NFL? He doubled down yesterday. He still wants to do both.
What are you at the next level?
Both, just like you saw me play.
You want to do both. How many snaps in a football game can you play?
All of them. If they give me the chance and the opportunity to do it.
And what? So we were talking about the challenges that come with it. You got to be in offensive meetings. You got to be in defensive meetings. You got to be in wide receiver meetings. You got to be in defensive back meetings. How is there enough time to do all that? How did you prepare for that when you played college?
Well, we kind of got 24 hours in a day. We probably sleep for about 8 of those, so we probably got 16 more. So the 16
and all
that
of them
I'm
dedicated
up,
to those.
Yeah, all of them dedicated to football.
That checks out. You got the pie chart. 8 hours of sleep, 16 hours of football. What more do you need? Sleep, football, sleep, football, sleep, football. Fortnite, sleep, football. That's it. You get a day off. That's it. He's got it figured out. It's an eight-hour-a-day job playing receiver. It's an eight-hour-a-day job playing corner. He can do them both. I've said this. I'd make him a receiver. I would. I'd make him play one way. He got hurt in college. It's a lot of snaps of professional football. Even though he's good at it, I'd use him sparingly. You remember DeSean Jackson? You know, they'd use him as the punt returner when they needed the juice, when they needed the action. I'd use him sparingly. I just think the risk is too high there. But he's unquestionably a talent. And if you need him, he's there for you. I think that's a useful thing to have. What's Ron Rivera always talked about, the position flex guy. He can play two positions. He can play center and guard. He can play tackle and guard. You know, we love those guys on our team. He can play two different positions. He's like Tress Way. Tress Way, not just a punter, but also has like a perfect quarterback rating all time. Every time they ask him to throw a fake punt, he completes the pass. So just know, if number five goes off the tracks at any point this season, the old number five's ready to take over for him. We've got that. We'll do some Commanders shows as we get closer to the draft. It's been a VCU month in March. Ovi set the record. We've had a lot going on. And we have a lot going on today's broadcast, too, because we've got our special guest coming in. We'll make time for that. We'll send you up to noon. AWOD Radio takes over noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight on your home for the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
Yep, the 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's take this party home on a Tuesday morning. Thanks, everybody, for dropping by. Flying Squirrels baseball returns tonight. Tonight's the night. They're going to get a win. I feel it. Squirrels on the road. Trey Wilson on the call. Blaine doing his thing. I don't know. I feel good. You can't keep a good team down. Squirrels are a good team, and it's hard to lose four in a row in baseball. Everybody knows that. We'll see. It's the boys of summer either way. First road trip, then they come back home a week from today, next Tuesday. Another chance to see them on the farewell tour at the Diamond, which is cool. Shohei Ohtani went yard at Nationals Park last night. Reminds me of the time I went to go see Shohei Ohtani. I was laughing about this with our guy Steve Wino in the group text. This is 4 years ago, 2021, 4 years ago. The Orioles, I might jog your memory here, stunk. They were really bad. Let me look up the details. Yeah. The Orioles were on a losing streak, an epic losing streak. 19 in a row, I believe. We'll get that confirmed. The Orioles had lost 19 in a row. Shohei Ohtani was pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And so the whole drive up to Baltimore, we are hyping ourselves up. Shohei's going to throw a no-hitter tonight. Shohei's going to throw a perfect game tonight. Shohei's going to throw a no-hitter and crush three homers against the Baltimore Orioles. And what do you know? Baseball, it's a funny game. Shohei Ohtani stunk against the Baltimore Orioles, who snapped their losing streak. They knocked him out early. He lasted five innings. Orioles won 10-6, ended their 19-game losing streak. And very first pitch, Cedric Mullins went yard on Ohtani. We didn't even have time to get settled in, get our Boogs barbecue, get settled in. Kaboom. Orioles went yard on Shohei. We will not be watching a no-hitter tonight. I got to see a different kind of history. Got to see the Orioles snap a 19-game losing streak. Anthony Santander, home run two batters later. So first inning, two of the first three batters went yard on Shohei Ohtani, who was still with the Angels at the time, had not joined the Dodgers yet, the Dodgers super team, which is pretty good, I guess, as these things go. The Dodgers super team is quite the collection of baseball talent. I'm still going to watch baseball this year. I'm sure there were a lot of Dodgers fans there doing their thing. AWOD Radio's up next. He takes over at noon, noon to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home before we get back to Squirrels baseball. A little UVA news yesterday. Kyle Guy put out a statement. You remember him from those great Tony Bennett teams. He was an assistant coach last year, his first year as an assistant coach. He said, I would have loved to stay in Charlottesville forever, but it's time to move on to a new coaching opportunity. It has truly been an honor to get back to the place that helped shape me as both a player and a person. And Kyle Guy will land fine, but that's the merry-go-round here. That's the coaching carousel. We talked about Ryan Odom came in, ran a couple of the players, and the assistant coaches got to find new jobs too. That's the coaching carousel. It spins around, and the offseason happens. By the way, we did not get resolution yesterday on the paying the athletes. So the judge listened to the arguments both ways and then did not rule, said that she would rule at some time here in the near future. So for now, you can keep dispensing NIL money willy-nilly, however you want. It's still the Wild West for now, and maybe even after the judge rules
if there's lawsuits, if it gets escalated, all those things. Waiting on that house settlement, which is going to be a defining thing. A new generation of college athletes, all they're going to know is getting paid. Livy Dunn was part of that yesterday, the gymnast, and she was making the point that this settlement money that's supposed to reimburse players for missing out on NIL basically dramatically undervalues them because the numbers have gone so crazy so fast, which is true. They've gone bonkers since it got legalized, all this money flooding in. I'm curious how sustainable it is. I'm curious to see if these numbers just keep going up, right, like NFL salaries, or if there's going to be a reaction to this, if they're going to start moving the other way, going the other way. Wes Welker joining the Washington Commanders, also in the world of sports yesterday. Wes Welker reuniting with Cliff Kingsbury, great staff addition there. It'd be fun to see him, obviously one of the great NFL receivers, what he did. It's exciting. Exciting times for the Commanders. I know we've done Ovi, we've done VCU. It's been a great sporting year so far. Ovi's got the chance to make it a great sporting year moving forward, too. We'll see who they play in the first round. As the one seed, I'm going to expect them to get out of the first round this year. I think their total is probably a little inflated relative to how good they actually are. But those are some dud teams fighting for the eight seed. I think the Canadians have it right now. They're not good. So I'm going to need a first round win. And then it's the NHL playoffs. Whatever happens, happens. I made peace with that a long time ago. When Ovi lifted the cup, I made peace with the fact that it's a very random event. Hot goalie, whatever it is, on any given night can derail you or can make things unpleasant for you, for sure. It's still Ovi's victory lap, though. And we talked about it earlier, the thing. Is Ovi going to stay? Or will he dip after this season now that he's got the record? And which I'm curious about, too, because there's the TJ Oshie and Nicholas Backstrom salary cap money comes off the books for the Capitals next year. If Ovi leaves, too, that's potentially $30 million to rebuild the team, redo it with. Obviously, Ovi's going to make 10 next year. You don't get rid of him if he wants to come back, if he wants to do the victory lap year. But there's always been the rumors he wants to go to Russia, wants to finish in the KHL, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him do that. If I were him, I'd take the victory lap. If it were up to me, I'd take a victory lap. I'd go to every stadium, get something nice, get introduced as the greatest goal scorer of all time, get to 900, pad out the stats. Not that he can't get to 900, but I think that starting Thursday, I think they're going to start preparing for the playoffs. I think you're going to see a different mode of hockey. It's not feed Ovi anymore. It's not get him as many pucks as possible. This team's going to get into playoff form over these final few games, get ready to take on the playoffs. I'd be surprised if he extends out his streak meaningfully because they're going to get ready for the playoffs. I'd take the victory lap, though. But, hey, that's just me. Ovi can do whatever he wants. He is, in fact, the greatest goal scorer of all time. We appreciate y'all joining us today. Great program. We are back tomorrow. Play Chesterfield on the books tomorrow. And Zach Joachim will talk about VCU hoops. Lots going on there with Brandon Jennings' announcement. It's fun times in the world of sports. Fun times doing this radio show. AWOD's got you next. You're listening to Richmond's Home of the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.